Welcome to the West Side Gathering Podcast. We appreciate you making time to learn and grow with us. Here you will find teaching from our live Sunday gatherings. After the message, we'll say a little more about our church and how you can connect. But for now, have a listen.
Mother's Day or days like this is often a mixed crowd. Some people take their mothers out or go visit their mothers out of town. Some people bring their moms. So we have a mixed crowd this way. It's so good to be here. Happy Mother's Day to the moms in our space today, in our church today. We're so grateful you're here. We're going to start this moment. We're still going to get into the scriptures in a moment, but we're going to start this moment with a mom panel. So we're starting a podcast. No, just joking. Called Mom Panel. That would be bad if it was like hosted by me. That wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good. But I'm just going to get the questions. Where'd they go? There they go. So we're going to introduce you guys first. How are you doing?
Good.
You okay? You excited to hear about from moms? Isn't that good? Moms are, that's it? Well, moms are like stars. Yes. Okay, great, great. Okay, so we're going to start off. So this is Angel. If you don't know Angel, she has two kids, Amaya and Elias. They're 6 and 4. And Nalendri over here has three kids. So Chloe and Eloise are 4, and Christopher is 1. And then we have Camila in the middle, and your kids are a little older. Louisa is 16, and Beatrice is 14. Now, I got to admit, the first gathering, we had a mom with 5 kids. So, like, that was like, yeah. So, thank you guys for being here. And first question, who's your favorite? I'm just joking. This is recorded, so you can't say that. It's going to live on the internet forever for your kids to feel horrible about that. So just joking. Let's not stop. No, but let's start. Okay, you guys ready? So first question, think about this. What is a highlight or joy of being a mom?
Yeah, I can start. So good morning, church family. Just a side note, I always tell my kids, you're my favorite Eloise, or my favorite Chloe, or my favorite Christopher.
Good catch.
A highlight for me, my kids are quite young, so I have twin girls and I have Christopher. For me, it's really watching them learn something new. It's this whole phase of discovery, whether it be new language skills or new phrases or facial expressions that catch me by surprise, or they start to understand what the birds are doing or why the sky is blue. All of that bring a lot of joy to me, to see that they're growing and how quickly they're growing.
That's amazing. Anybody else? Joy, highlight?
For me, it's the love. It's the love I feel from God for blessing me with my kids. It's the love that they show me. It's truly unconditional. And just same like Nalendri, the love that I feel watching them every single day.
Awesome. What about you, Camila?
I think we have different joys while they are growing. And now in teenagers, I love talking with them. And they come with like, what if we were millionaires? Or what if? And I just love that because we create so many possibilities and I just love these conversations and interaction.
It's good. So on the reverse side, what is a challenge or, you know, one of the challenges of being a mom, either in general or today? Go for it.
For me, it's 100% discernment. As most of you know, I'm a single mom, so constantly second-guessing myself, just knowing if I'm making the right decisions for them, and really, like, trusting God with the choices that I'm making for them.
Hmm. Well, thanks for that. That's raw. That's, yeah.
And for me, for sure, is trying to control everything. It's very hard to know that they have different tastes. Music, food, and they are all different person and make their own decisions. And I would love to make decisions for them, but I can't. So control everything, just letting go, it's very hard.
So the challenge is to let go.
Yeah, The challenge is to let go.
Yeah, that's good.
I think for me, in my season of the kids' lives, it's trying to discern how to discipline them effectively in a godly way that doesn't squash their personalities and doesn't squash their God-given strengths. It's trying to understand you know, how do I teach them how to do what's right, what's wrong, what's not what's wrong, but what's right, and really encourage those talents that God has given them, but at the same time guide them. It's a real challenge for me, also because all three of them are different, and so what works on one of them won't work on the other one. So it's a challenge for me, if I'm being very honest.
And I guess if you guys talked, because your kids are 4 and under and your kids are 14 and over, so it's like even how you do that at that age is very different.
It doesn't get better?
The same thing, no. And they are different, so please? What works with one doesn't work with another, so you need to... It's a challenge. Yeah, I'm changing my answer. It's a challenge.
Oh, I think someone said in the first gathering this idea of, like, you know, not worrying that they will make a mistake or do something that you just don't have any control over. And I remember, you know, thinking my wife was super helpful, always challenging me to remember that they will likely do something that we did not intend for them to do or want them to do or decide for them, and just trust that we're going to have, like, we will parent even in the middle of that moment, you know, because we can't control all of that. So in the midst of this, there's joyous challenges, like, what's a way that you're growing spiritually, or how does being a mom encourage you to grow spiritually? I mean, we grow spiritually for a lot of reasons. Different things, you know, challenge us to grow spiritually. How does being a mom challenge you to grow spiritually?
When I had the twins, I was so concentrated on keeping these two little human beings alive. It totally encompassed me. And I've realized now that I wasn't prioritizing spending time with God and reading the Word in amidst that season. And it came to a point that I was trying to pour out from an empty cup. And I was losing my temper a bit more, snapping a bit more. You know, my husband took most of the brunt of that and showed me a lot of grace in that season. But one day I was like, why is this happening? And I realized it's because I wasn't prioritizing time with God and time praying and reading the Word. And so now that I'm doing that and I'm filling my cup so that I can pour out into my kids, I see a huge difference. I'm still, you know, I still lose my temper. I still snap here and there, but not as much. And that caused me to realize that in order to be a good mom or a better mom or try to be a good mom, I need to fill myself up so I can pour into others.
Would you say there's also grace in how to connect with God during the season of being a mom, young kids? Like, it might not be the same as, you know, sometimes spiritual formation, we hear, you know, go and be by yourself, take a long walk, have a coffee, be with the Lord. And it's like, I can't do that.
No,
I have
totally.
Like two twins. They're going
no,
crazy.
Totally.
Like, I'm a twin. We killed our parents, you know? Like, we were, not literally, but
I
like,
talk to your mom.
You know? Yeah. So my dad, I think every May had a visceral bodily reaction to how tired he was in May, the first year that we were born, for about 10 years after that.
So No, but totally, like, I realize, you know, while I'm vacuuming, that's when I'm chatting with God. When I go to the gym, I'm listening to the Word of God, because that's the time that I have. I'm standing on the treadmill doing my stuff. But for sure, someone told me, I was, it was another pastor, he's like, you need to show yourself grace in the season, rather than trying to be super judgmental on yourself, and do what you can to fill your cup. So it looks different for everybody, and I would encourage all the moms and the dads not to guilt yourself, but just find what works for you.
That's cool.
And
thanks.
Fill your cup.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about you guys? How are you growing? Because
So I grew up in a Christian family, and my mom, she prays a lot, and I was expecting to be the one who prays a lot, and they see, like, oh, my mom prays a lot, just like, tell about my mom. And I think it was a little pride of my heart to be this one, but then when I tried to seek the Lord to be this mom, I realized how much I need him. And then when they get older, I need him more. And they come with these very deep conversations. And at some point, I realized, oh, my God, I think in the beginning it was more for pride, but then I just cherished this time with Lord so much, because he teaches me a lot, And I changed a lot being a mom, so I think it's really nice. Like, in the 16 years, I didn't go to Jesus every day, but when I'm not going, I can see the difference. Mm, okay. I can see totally the difference when I less, a lot of stress, less patience, so yes.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Angel?
For me, it encourages me because I have to remember that he gave them to me, so they're his first. I see God in my children, and I, their age right now, I'm their biggest influence. So I, like you said, I need to be full so I could fill them, and this can follow them for the rest of their lives, generations to come.
Mm. Nice vision, generations. I love that. Okay, so maybe slightly different is there a way that you are tying your faith into this role of being a mother? Not necessarily how you're growing, but is there something, and maybe you don't all have an answer for this, but like, is there something that maybe is complementary to this, how you're tying your faith into this role?
So for me, it's good because I'm a very intense person. So God makes it light for me, being a mom.
God makes it what?
Light.
Light. Light.
Yes, because I don't need to have all the answers. Hmm. And when I make a mistake, I remember his grace. And I don't need to be perfect. I just need to be there for them. And it's easy to forgive or ask for forgiveness. So for me, it's really important, the faith, because, yeah, it changed my perspective to not be perfect and just surrender, actually.
Surrender. Okay. Anybody else?
I also had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home, so I saw my parents and the practices they put into place that I still remember as a child. So I try to emulate those, and two of the things that I try to incorporate into the way that I mother, one, my parents always prayed for us before we left the house. They do that still to this day when they come over to my house. Before we go out on a date night, my dad will say, hold on, let's pray. Let's pray. I'm like, okay, Dad. Oh, wow. Yeah, cool. And so I'm trying to do that with my kids, just to remind them and also to give me some peace that God's going to protect them. The second one was when we were children, whenever we got a bobo, my dad and my mom would say, okay, let's pray. And I do that with my girls now, too, to the point that...
Just, like, clarify bobo?
Oh, sorry, like a bruise, like
okay,
a cut.
Okay, like they get hurt or something. I was tracking, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, legit, yeah, toddler language. and so, to this day, like now, sorry, with my girls, if they hurt themselves somewhere, they'll come running and say, Mama, we got to pray to Jesus, I got a bobo. And if I don't put my hand on it, they'll be like, no, Mama, you're not doing it right. You need to put your hand on it. And then at the end of it, when they feel better, they'll be like, Jesus made me better. And that just touches my heart. And so I try to incorporate what I saw my parents doing. And
it's good.
Yeah.
Soon they'll be like, get the elders, anointed.
You know
oil.
It. They'll be right there praying for people on the side.
Let's go to the prayer team. Okay, last question, just briefly. What are you still learning? You've learned a lot of stuff for sure. What are you still learning?
To be a better listener.
A better listener? That's good.
I'm at the stage that I'm still learning everything. but legit, I think every day is very different.
Yeah.
And what I tried yesterday may not work tomorrow. And so I have learned to show some grace and to learn.
Keep learning. Mm. What about you, Angel?
For me, it's really to show myself God's grace. Even though I'm their parent, I'm still his child. And I could go to him as his child. Because he's my father, too.
Amazing. Thanks, ladies. That's amazing. Let's give them a hand as they...
Thanks for listening. We hope this message helps guide you on your spiritual journey of discovering the life and message of Jesus. We update this podcast weekly, so why not hit subscribe and journey with us? Who are we? Westside Gathering is a local church in the West Island of Montreal. We're a simple community of faith where we want you to feel comfortable and welcome regardless of your spiritual journey and hope you can grow with us. We meet every Sunday, but you can also find smaller groups, environments, and resources for all ages between Sundays. We would love to hear from you. Ask a question, ask for help, or let us know how we can pray for you. Find out more at westsidegathering.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Vimeo. If you'd like to contribute financially, just go to westsidegathering.com/giving. Until next time, peace.